Hello, friends, and welcome to episode 12 of Journals of a Journeyman Bard, coming to you live-ish from my kitchen, where I have two snoring dogs lying at my feet, so you might get a few cameos. It is, as I record this, December 1st, and it's 1 a.m. So, officially, NaNoWriMo is now over. I hit my 50,000 word target on Wednesday, well in time for AugurCon on Saturday, as was my intention. So buying a ticket as extra motivation for me to finish early certainly did work. It's been quite a month. I've been in an empty house for a whole week now, and I'm finally learning to navigate my way around the gaping silence that you get when you're in a house with no one except other dogs. Oh, someone is on the move. Hi, Liam. Hi, Liam. Where was I? Right, gaping silence, navigating. So NaNoWriMo has actually proven very helpful in keeping me busy. Thank God for NaNoWriMo. Liam, what's it in the Antoon? NaNoWriMo actually really helped take my mind off things those first nights when I was about to lose my mind. He just turned the light on in the next room. Gotta love a creative dog. And one who knows how to operate light switches. I again lost my train of thought. And he's coming over here. Hi, boy. Hi, boy. So yeah, I'm pretty happy about hitting that 50,000 word target. But the work on Tomb of the Giants is nowhere near done. Yes, hi. I like you too. Don't get your hair on me, but I like you too. The plan is still to finish this draft of the novel before January 1st, but that means it's a bit of a challenge because after 50,000 words in less than a month, I'm feeling a bit tired. For the last 2 days, writing has been like pulling teeth, and the temptation is very strong to take a day off because, let's face it, I deserve a rest. But I've managed not to so far because I know myself, and 1 day off will become 2 days off, will become 3 days off, and so forth and so forth. So for the rest of the month, the goal is to write every damn day. I will attempt to get my writing words done first before working on other stuff like newsletter words or preparing an episode for Mysterhood of a Traveling Tales or recording an episode for either Mysterhood or Journals. Because yeah, it's getting a bit tough to stay focused, but I'm still very much, very much, despite the fatigue and the distractions, I'm very much determined to keep at it and to just finish the damn book. So in other news, as I already mentioned, I attended AugurCon, and part of AugurCon was a poetry workshop that I signed up for. A speculative poetry workshop, and I absolutely loved it. It was so mind-boggling to talk with these amazing poets and to have them teach us stuff about speculative poetry and how to look at speculative poetry. And part of the workshop was a writing exercise. We were given 3 image prompts and 7 minutes in which to write a thing inspired by one or more of those image prompts. And I started scribbling like a madwoman. My heart was pounding. I was like writing words, scratching them out, writing them again, starting over. The piece of paper I was writing on, I have have it here, is almost unintelligible. Scribbling on, because I can't possibly call that writing, is practically unintelligible. But yeah, I'm really happy with the result of that. And I think I need to put myself under time constraint a bit more often, because I like what I did. It's a thing. Yeah. Anyway, more news on that as soon as it finds a home in some publication or other, of course, at which point I will be delighted to share it with you. In other news, at the end of August, I sent in a reading sample to Tales to Terrify when I learned they were looking for female narrators, and I got a very nice note back saying, yes, we'd love to add you to our roster of narrators. And I have to admit it, I did the little shrieky happy dance with flapping hands. And Dee looked at me like I'd lost my mind. But that happens almost every week when he's home. And I then proceeded to read my very first story for them, sent in the files, and that story was published last week. It's always a bit nerve-wracking to interpret the work of someone else, the work of another writer. But this story, which is called Every Time She Kills Him by J.A.W. McCarthy, was a chilling one, and I really, really, really wanted to do it justice. I remember the first time I read this story thinking, oh my God, oh my God, oh my God, oh my God, I get to read this, I get to bring this to life. And then I had to like close the file, sit down and process it, because it's quite a story. The writer in me burns with envy at people who write stuff like that. But to my incredible relief, J.A.W. McCarthy actually said something very nice on Twitter about my work. I couldn't be more pleased with Jay Archer's narration of my story Every Time She Kills Him on Tales to Terrify. I got chills every time she read the man's dialogue. She lent grace and gravity to even the grossest parts. Check it out. And oh my God, it feels so amazing to know that the author of a piece I read is happy with the work I did for them. So yeah, of course, I will include links in the show notes, both to J.A.W. McCarthy's website, do check that out, very, very talented writer, and to the story, of course. The best thing about Tales to Terrify, in my book, one of the best things anyway, is the fact that they open the episode with a little tidbit of folklore, and it's really, really, really... And that is really awesome, because you get like little bits of flavor from different parts of the world that you wouldn't have thought twice about otherwise. So yeah, Tales to Terrify is a very good podcast to subscribe to if you like horror and ghost stories and all sorts of stuff like that. Now, where was I? In other news, Misterhood of the Travelling Tales, the podcast you may have heard from if you know me even just a little bit, has hit the halfway mark, not in terms of episode count, because sometimes we come across a region that is so big that we have to split it in two, but in terms of the number of destinations we plotted out. So expect a special episode from us, the three Mythsters, on that feed very soon. More news to follow. But, as I already said, it is 1 a.m. I would love to hang out and chat a bit more, but I should probably head to bed. Good night, friends.